kitchen for the time that she's been gone. The only thing she said was to meet her after one. 'Cause I know she treats me bad, but I cannot understand. There's something about this girl that keeps me crawling back. But I wondered what she's done in the time she's been away. She left me like a fool till I got her call today. I've always known she'd be the death of me. I'm addicted to your ways, and it's you that I fiend. You led me on a trail what I'll soon unveil. I was murdered by love on Avenue 51. I dressed myself in black, and I threw on the black brim hat. I called her on the phone to see where she was at. She said, meet me down the road from a drunkest drinking hole. Hurry up, my love, I'm on Avenue 51. I walked down the rain, down the alleyway, and I heard her start to laugh as she walked away. Up walked a guy who crept up from behind. He stuck me with a knife, and he left me here to die. I've always known she'd be the death of me. I'm addicted to your ways, and it's you that I fiend. You led me on a trail what I'd soon unveil. I was murdered by love on Avenue 51.
The music. We just heard the song Avenue 51 by Sammy Ruiz, and in just one moment we will be going live on Instagram, speaking with him, getting all caught up, and seeing just what has been happening since the last time we spoke. There he is. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Great, great. Well, I want to say it's long time no see, but I do see you a lot virtually through Instagram and all the social medias.
My girlfriend and I, we were just watching that the Bad Luck Bandits video that you had filmed for us.
Yeah.
Probably over a year ago, huh?
That was about 3 to 4 years ago. I was looking at the dates of that. With you, I did a pilot. You were the first person to get it, like when I was talking to you about that, and you got it down right. And I'm not saying the other bands didn't, but I did about 2 or 3 more of those band out of the van concepts, but you were the ones that got it right as far as like matching the aesthetics with the music. So you guys set that bar. It was a really fun show, a good concept, and really enjoyed your guys' music. I was saddened to hear that you guys kind of disbanded. I don't know if it's disbanded or you guys just went your own separate ways. What was the story behind that, really quick, for those that don't know?
I think we got a little burnt out, dude. We had been a band since 2004. Yeah, we did a lot of fun stuff, but we just got a little burnt out. We got tired of it. We took time off, then we kept taking time off, then we eventually just kind of broke up. I went full force with the acoustic stuff, and my drummer David, he now plays with his dad. His dad has a band called Los Freddy's, so he plays drums in Los Freddy's.
Let's talk about you going solo and doing your acoustic career. It's something that I've always been so interested in, as far as when you do stuff by yourself, do you ever envision like those guys like on your left or right both talking to you as you're creating a song or something? You know, do they still sort of have an influence on you even though you're alone?
Yeah, I would say they kind of do, especially my drummer David. Him and I would do a lot of songwriting together, and whenever he would catch something or something wasn't catchy enough, he would always bring it to my attention. So I kind of have him in my ear all the time. I'm like, ah, yeah, because he did have an ear for good songwriting. So
do you ever want to credit him with any of your songs?
Yeah, there was actually a lot of the songs that we co-wrote, well, with Bad Luck Bandits.
Right.
He sang a lot too. He backed me up with backup vocals, and he started singing his own stuff with some of the Bad Luck Bandits songs. But yeah, he definitely gets a lot of credit.
Do you still interact with these guys still?
Yeah, I still see him. Yeah, I still see him. We still talk.
That's great.
We really don't talk anymore, but
that's cool. You know, as you're pursuing your career in music, I guess we're always pursuing something rather than, you know, just being in something. That was something that I was dealing with myself with doing the podcast and always just reinventing the show into something else. Do you feel that you are always constantly reinventing yourself, or have you still been kind of the same person?
Yeah, I'm always kind of reinventing myself, specifically with this acoustic stuff right now. A lot of the mistakes that I made with Bad Luck Bandits, I'm now trying to fix those mistakes and make sure I do the right thing with this stuff now. In addition to this stuff, I'm also doing the artwork. I remember I met you at the Tim Burton Art Show in Pasadena, but I'm still doing that too. I'm kind of reinventing myself, finding my style. That's been fun as well.
Sidebar, as they say, what is it about you and having all these different facets of yourself as far as like the music and then you have the art? Do you feel that those two meld together perfectly? Are you sometimes kind of fighting between those two sides of yourself?
They kind of do go together. Although I have different pages for the art stuff and the music stuff, they really do go hand in hand. I think a lot of artists are either musical or they like photography, they like writing. I think an artist is just an artist in general with they like all those different things that come off of the umbrella. Yeah, they do kind of go hand in hand because I get to design my own merchandise. Anything that I do with the art stuff when I set up at conventions, I also think keep that stuff in mind for the music stuff, like merchandising myself. Okay. That really does help as well.
You are doing a virtual convention I see coming up very soon.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually my friend Jackie is on here, but my friend Jackie is going to be putting that on. She has a company called The Witch's Brew, but the event is coming up in September called The Raven Society, and that's kind of a tribute to Edgar Allan Poe. It should be pretty cool.
Can you take me through that? I haven't done anything virtually. I'm still in my home and I rarely go out. You know, that's somewhat of a turtle would do, you know. Can you take me through that? Have you done any of these virtual things or any of these new kind of pandemic stuff that's going on right now?
Actually, Jackie, my friend Jackie, she had another virtual event about a few months ago, and that was pretty cool. It was scheduled, so I performed music, and at different times there was different performers. There was a lot of vendors that were a part of it that offered discount codes. It's a new experience, but it was interesting to see how that stuff works, and I think Jackie really adapted to this whole new time, and she really nailed it. It was really organized, and she did a great job.
I know you're not the poster boy for these virtual events and stuff, but I was just thinking while I was getting ready for this about kind of a gift of this pandemic and what it has brought us to, as far as, you know, we don't have to no longer kind of be with each other physically. We can now do it kind of like this. And sometimes that works because sometimes you're going to be in another far off, you know, place and I'm going to be in another place and we want to do something together. However, because of those constraints, now we could do it virtually. I know it's not the same as being together. How are you trying to bridge that gap between virtual and physical contact?
For me, it's been challenging, dude, because with music, growing up with music, I've had the mentality where you go to gigs, you know, it's, you want to go see a local band, go to the gigs. And I'm always so used to that. So a lot of the virtual stuff now is challenging for me. Mentally, it's like, oh, you don't have that same energy that you would get at a live gig at a bar. I mean, that's kind of, you kind of have to roll with the punches at the same time too. So I've been trying to adapt and do live streams. But yeah, I think when you're on a live stream specifically, you are able to still get that kind of bond that you have at a local gig, which is not the same bond, but you right. still, you're all together on the live stream, you know? That's pretty cool. It works out.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it, and I've been seeing you everywhere. I saw the interview that you did with Pigs Radio or something like that. So
yeah, Mario's a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that, and I was just like, man, these guys, they got it down. They have, like, a place and everything, you know? Meanwhile, I'm doing it in, like, my little studio here. But another thing I wanted to talk to you about, I know we were talking a little bit about art, and I noticed that there's a subtle concept that's going on right now. I don't know if it's happening in your life or not, but it's this whole vibe of aliens that you're doing. Is that because you believe in aliens? Do you believe in aliens?
I recently started kind of posting a little more about aliens. And yeah. I'm a crazy freaking alien guy, dude. I'm always looking at YouTube videos with the most recent findings or videos on YouTube and stuff. But it's cool, man. And I think this year would probably the year to see a sighting, man. All this crazy shit's going on, dude. So almost positive we're going to see some crazy stuff.
I have my own definition of what an alien is. What is yours?
That's a good question, dude. I was talking to my girlfriend Mandy about that. What is an alien? Will it come in physical form? Will it invisible? I don't know. My mentality is it could look nothing like us. It could be a ball of energy.
That's my kind of premise too, where I'm like, well, I feel that bacteria or germs could be an alien. I've always proposed the thought, and it's been a little dismantled by now, but I'm still with this thought that I think the first ever alien to ever visit us was the flu, and it's still here. That's why it keeps on going on. But that's just my like crazy thoughts about outer space and kind of everything going on.
Octopus, dude, that's a creature really not like anything else. That could really well be an alien too, or even us. We could have been a product of panspermia. They say a lot of scientists think that we might have come from Mars. Maybe a comet or an asteroid hit Mars and that seeded Earth with us.
One of my friends told me that there's like a building on Mars, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you know, and he's like, no, we might have come, and he's trying to convince me right now, which is, it's fine. You know what I mean? I don't mind listening to those different aspects of everything going on, because I've always feel that you always need those two different views of what's going on just to kind of get a more of a well-rounded perspective.
There's so much information out there, dude. It's hard to take all of it in. A lot of it is crazy, freaking super out there stuff, but a lot of it is like some pretty hardcore evidence. A lot of these guys are coming forward and giving testimony about how they worked on alien crafts for the government. It's crazy, dude. It excites me.
Now, if they were to say, you know what, Sammy, look, this is a G4 classified, but we were with the government. Mars actually needs music and art, and you're the perfect person. Would you mind if you took a ship and just went out there for a couple years? Would you do it?
I'd go in a heartbeat, dude.
I don't know if I would. I mean, I'd be like, well, are there single ladies out there? Then maybe yes. But first you have to convince me of that. Then maybe I'll do it. Thank you again for joining me in this new program that I'm doing. Of course, as everything evolves, and now I'm used to doing things on videotape, kind of live and everything like that. Are you used to, I mean, you must be, because you're a performer and you're constantly on stage, of just while on stage reworking material on the spot.
Yeah, I think prior to the whole pandemic, performing live really did keep me on my feet. Because I knew I had to write songs, I had to go perform the songs live. But right now, with everything going on, there was a big possibility that I could have gotten lazy. I'm like, well, I'm not going to play. But I really had to hear that I was on my A game, and I continued with that same work ethic. Because when things do pick back up, I want to make sure that I do have that head start.
Now, I do see that you have, is that your new Taylor guitar that you have right there?
Yeah.
would you like to play a quick song for us?
Yeah, of course, dude. Do a song called Mr. Nick. This song's on my album, Ghost of L.A., it's the last song in that album, but it's about selling your soul to the devil. Soul, my soul to the devil in disguise. Found myself alive. simple little crash. I sold my soul to the devil in disguise. Buy myself a lie, a simple little price. He offered me the world, diamonds and girls. A simple little price, in exchange for his life. He took me to his car, right outside the bar. I saw my life away to the devil in disguise. Devil in disguise, devil in disguise. Well, I sold my soul to the devil in disguise. Found myself a lie, a simple little price. I sold my soul to the devil in disguise. Found myself a lie, a simple little price.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude.
Sammy Ruiz, ladies and gentlemen. But of course, everybody here already knows you.
Thank you guys for joining us. I see all my buddies right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Thank you. I haven't seen a live performance since right now. So that was definitely a treat. He is a handsome devil. You're right, Rick Creeper 11. Living up to his name, Creeper. Wanted to talk to you really quick about how many guitars do you have? I know this is your latest one, but I know the other one that you have.
Oh, the Gretsch.
The Gretsch, yeah.
But as far as guitars, I have, man, at one point I had about 13 guitars.
Wow.
But I sold quite a few of them to afford this one, this Taylor. But right now I have the Gretsch, I have the Taylor. I have another acoustic, a nylon acoustic guitar. I have a banjo, a ukulele, and a big stand-up bass, too.
Wow.
That's about it for now. I sold a lot of stuff.
Is it ever hard deciding which one to write with, or do you have a favorite to write with?
For the writing, it all happens on the Taylor. These guitars, they sound great, dude. But yeah, I prefer writing with the acoustic guitar, too, being that I will perform those songs acoustically. But yeah, a lot of it does happen. Even with the Bad Luck Bandits, it did all happen with acoustic guitars as well.
This album, Ghosts of LA, did you do a lot of the writing with that Taylor?
No, actually, for that album, I had a Fender that I was using. A Fender acoustic guitar. But yeah, I bought that from one of my buddies. It's a Tim Armstrong Fender model. Tim Armstrong from Rancid.
No way.
Yeah, that was a cool one.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for being fluid and just being a part of it. I was playing tracks from your album, Ghosts of LA, which is out now. And for more information, make sure to log on to theartofsammyruiz.com. There you can see a Spotify, or you can physically buy CDs from you, correct?
Yeah, I got CDs on my website, physical CDs, t-shirts and stuff, artwork. But I want to give a shout out to my buddy Monkey from the Addicts. He just joined us. You like the Addicts?
I don't think I've ever heard of them. Are they? Tell me about their band.
Yeah, they're cool, man. They're an old punk rock band. Yeah, one of my favorites. I grew up listening to them and stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe you could. Maybe,
yeah, Monkey just joined us.
Maybe you could put in a good word, and maybe they can get on the show. That would be great. Hit me up. Slide in the DM. Let's talk really quick about you performing solo. Did you find that to be easy experience because you were just used to having a backing band, so getting out there in front of yourself was easy, or did you find that difficult?
It was tough, dude. When I first started really doing the acoustic stuff, I was so used to having my bandmates up there. Whenever I'd mess up, I would, you know, I could kind of play off them and stuff, but it was all on me when I was doing this. But it took a lot of readjusting, getting acquainted with being up there by yourself. It's nerve-wracking, and it still kind of is nerve-wracking, but it's fun because I now have complete 100% creative freedom now. Kind of, I'm preferring this because it's new for me.
Do you think that you'll ever go back into being with people again or being part of a band again because of this?
Yeah, I was talking to Mandy about this. I told her I would join a band if it would be something I really, really wanted to do. Do you know that band, the Squirrel Nut Zippers? I like stuff like that. An old 1920s with violins and accordions and a lot of like old school jazz like that, swing. I would love to be in a band like that. I don't know. If something something else came up, maybe if a bigger band asked me to join them, I would, of course, join. It would have to be something I'd really want to do, I think.
Like, it's weird because, like, with me, I have this show, which I do solo, and then I have a few other projects, which I have people and stuff like that. So I'm always one of those people that, you know, jumping in and out of different projects, and I could be by myself or with people or with a whole crew of people. So I kind of like that different aspect of just doing a lot of everything. But I know sometimes that could be a little too much for anybody that just trying to, like, define who they are. Because of this, have you really solidified who you are as a musician?
Yeah, I think I'm really honing in on what I kind of what I am, what I can bring to the table and stuff. I'm kind of perfecting things that I do with not just with music, but with artwork and stuff. But like you were saying too, you have to have a team with you at some point. It gives variety in what you do. And it's fun to work with people as well.
Speaking of working with people and art, you've been doing some stuff with your daughter. You guys have been collaborating on some art together. Tell me about that.
She took a big interest in art, dude. She's 11 years old, soon to be 12 years old, but she draws every day, and she has a lot of fun with it. And I do these kinds of things with her, not only because I think she's a great artist, but I keep her inspired. I want to make sure that she sees that artwork is important.
Well, thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. Again, for more information, make sure to visit his Instagram. He has a few Instagrams, but all that could be found on the artofsammyruiz.com. Really appreciate your time, your energy, putting forward into this and coming on the show. I stumbled upon that old pilot, and then I saw you and I was like, you know what, I gotta get you back on to see what else you've been up to. So thank you so much for just coming back on, and can't wait to have you on again for your next album. Are you already doing that? Is that already in the works?
Yeah. I'm almost done writing all the songs on the next album. The album's going to be called Lydia. I'm going to go record it probably in about October. So I'm probably going to release it next year.
Okay, so everyone be on the lookout for that. And again, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it. And any last words you'd like to say?
Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure knowing you, dude, through all these years. I can't believe it's been, 3 to 4 years since the last time in Pasadena. But thank you, man. Thank you for allowing me back on, dude. It's been a pleasure knowing you. Pleasure getting to, you know, talk to you every time I do, man.
We'll keep in touch. We'll write and everything like that. So thank you again.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, dude. And thank you to all my buddies watching and stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of What the Music. And my guest has been Sammy Ruiz. Make sure to go check him out. TheArtOfSammyRuiz.com. Such a fun show, and just... really enjoyed reaching out to him and him reaching out to me. As always, you can always reach out to me. Log on to entertheshell.com, and then there's a little contact button and you can contact me. Or if you find me on Instagram, go ahead and slide in a DM. But I'll probably send you an email or tell you to email me, because email is always kind of works best for me in that format. If you would like to be on the show, of course you would have to do some submissions. I just don't let anybody on the show, so make sure to send me an MP3 of your music so I can listen to, or some links that I can listen to. So that would be really great, and maybe we can try to do a Instagram live without any technical difficulties, but we will see about that. Lastly, we are gonna play another track off of Ghosts of LA, and this is gonna be the title track from that. This is The Ghosts of LA.
Creeping in the moonlight, roaming through the night. The day was in the daemon, stirring up a fright. The depths of the shadows is where we hide. You better make a run. Tonight we're the ghost. We're the ghost of LA. 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 Just a bit of the range. If you don't fit in, then you just don't belong. Come on by my side and come sing along. We're the ghosts.